From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia's defense ministry says one of its airplanes was shot down in a Syrian rebel-held town. Multiple witnesses say the pilot was killed after opening fire on rebels who were trying to capture him. Turkey's military says it has suffered its single deadliest day in the offensive against Syrian militias. In retaliation, Turkey said its jets later struck Kurdish targets in northern Syria. President Trump says a disputed Republican Party memo alleging FBI investigators abused their power in the probe of the Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election vindicates him, despite the view by most Democrats. Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller is looking into any collusion between the Trump presidential campaign and Moscow. John Hudak is an analyst at the Brookings Institution.
Republicans are absolutely trying to undermine the Mueller investigation. They see this as not only a serious threat to the president, but they see this as a serious threat to the Republican brand, as the president and the Republican brand are intertwined.
But conservative analysts like Michael Barone of the American Enterprise Institute say Democrats may be overplaying their hand.
I think that there's obviously some people, most of them in the Democratic Party, that think, this is going to be another Watergate. They're going to get the smoking gun. President Trump will be out of there, out of the White House in 6 weeks, 2 months, whatever. In my judgment, that's unlikely to happen.
An Italian man known for extremist connections opened fire on African immigrants. Happened in central Italy, injuring 6 people in what police said was a racially motivated attack. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson continuing his 5-day tour of the Americas with a stop in Argentina after having been in Mexico. Andrea Jimenez is a Latin American scholar at the Atlantic Council. She says Tillerson's tour will bring both opportunities and challenges.
I think it's definitely a challenging situation for him, but I think beyond the rhetoric of Mr. Trump's statements, there's always an underlying issue about the policies. I think if all the countries focus on talking about the policies and not necessarily about the rhetoric and the tweets and all of those issues, I think they can move forward cooperating.
Tillerson traveling will take him now to Peru and Colombia, final stop in Jamaica, February the 7th. As Cape Town, South Africa residents are forced to preserve water, there are fears tourism might be affected. Reuters' David Doyle reporting.
Cape Town is weeks away from its taps running dry.
The struggle is real.
A crisis that is stymieing a flow of visitors to this tourism hotspot and forcing residents to water collection points like this one.
People have kind of started a frenzy. All the water at the shops are sold out. Everyone's collecting at every single spring point possible. And it's just going crazy at the moment.
On Thursday, officials further limited water usage to 50 litres per person per day, around two-thirds of a bathful. Those stricter restrictions after new data showed the South African city's dams are now less than a quarter full.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. In Yemen, the World Health Organization and partners will begin mass vaccinations this week to contain the continued spread of diphtheria. WHO representative for Yemen, Nevio Zagaria, says that deploying rapid response teams to identify people who have fallen ill with diphtheria.
This, together with some vaccinations that have been conducted in the under-7 population in Ibe in November and December, can explain the reduction of the new cases and the new admission in Ibe. But the overall epidemic is still spreading to other districts, and we cannot say that it is over.
United Nations Children's Fund took advantage of Saudi Arabia's partial lifting of a blockade of Yemen's air and sea ports in December to import 6 million doses of essential vaccines against preventable diseases, including diphtheria. You can get more news at our website. Look for us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.